James Halpern has been with the American Red Cross since 1999, and he points out disaster mental health really did not become full-fledged until the 1990s. Halpern's work with the Red Cross is in addition to and sometimes part of his work at the State University of New York at New Paltz's Institute of Disaster Mental Health, where he is the director. Halpern provides disaster grief counseling around the world. In the U.S., he provided assistance after the 2007 nor'easter, the Pennsylvania floods of 2004, and after 9/11, among many other tragedies and disasters. When asked what was different about counseling right after the Newtown tragedy, he says,
"Well, here there were children that were involved. Here there were deaths that occurred so off course. And again, that was so shocking. And the families that I worked with, there were children, there were siblings, there were other children. So parents needed to get some information on what to do with their other children, whether those children should see caskets or attend funerals. How should they be treated? Is it okay for them to see their parents grieve and cry? And I felt as though these were some of the kinds of conversations that I had with them that I thought were useful."
Former Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who continues to recover from having been shot in the head during a mass shooting in her state 2 years ago, visited Newtown Friday with her husband. She met with Connecticut officials and also with victims' family members. Halpern says given what he witnessed when President Obama came to Newtown, Giffords' visit was likely helpful for family members.
"You know, the experience that I had when I was there, being with immediate family members when Obama entered the room and supplied comfort, you know, I would suspect that it would be helpful. I think that there's a way that there are people who symbolize something bigger than the person. So, you know, Barack Obama, when he came into the room, was certainly an extraordinary person, but he also represented the nation as he embraced all those families. And it seemed to me to be very supportive and very helpful as he held those mothers and fathers. I would suspect that, you know, somebody like Gabrielle Giffords, who has shown extraordinary resilience, again, is a person, but then also symbolizes that sort of resilience, that ability to live with loss or to cope with some extreme circumstances."
What was the most striking aspect for you?
"You know, this event, like 9/11, were particularly traumatic events for somewhat different reasons. But they were traumatic events in that they were both extreme attacks on our imagination. My view of trauma is that a traumatic event shatters our assumptions about ourselves, about other people, about the world. And although those events are different, they were similar in that I think I and a whole lot of Americans felt that it was so shocking and so outside the norm, and we were so deeply impacted by that. And certainly being in the community and trying to offer some support to these people who were inconsolable was striking."
There was so much media attention descending upon a town that normally doesn't have it. And it went on for days and days and days. What was helpful about all the attention and what was not?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I mean, I think that, you know, when there is a traumatic event like this, the idea that there is acknowledgement and recognition that something horrific has happened, that there is not indifference. I think people suffer enormously when there's indifference to tragedy. So all of that attention and all that media made very clear that the world cared. That was the good side. The not so good side is that people who were so confused and so lost and grieving were being contacted by celebrities big name anchors, and we're not sure. I mean, it added another layer of confusion and surrealism. And in fact, that's one of the, what I thought, helpful ways in which I counseled family members, that they didn't need to talk to these celebrities, that they could consider what, if anything, they could gain, what would be helpful for them about doing an interview.
What image or anything from your week in Newtown, Connecticut, perhaps plays over in your mind, or really you just envision a little more often than you thought you would?
There was that Sunday night prayer vigil, where that was an interfaith prayer vigil, and clergy from every faith embraced each other as they went to the podium and delivered some sort of comfort to those families. And when the president offered his speech and read off those names, and people held each other, you had an opportunity, I think, to see what we often see in these events, people responding with the best after the worst has happened.
Many people still want to help. Newtown has no shortage of teddy bears or baked goods. Yet Halpern has an idea of how best to help, and it's staying local.
I think the idea of maybe getting some training so that we can be a part of the response when these disasters occur in our own community, so that we can get some sense of control or power. And by learning how to be volunteers, whether it's volunteer firefighter or a volunteer for the Red Cross or other organization, is a way of helping our own communities.
Do you feel you fared okay, personally?
I do, because I think what would have been more difficult had I not felt useful. And some of the families that I worked with made very clear that some of the counseling and some of the work that we did was helpful. And in that way, you know, it's an honor and a privilege to help someone at what could be the most important time in their lives. And that's, I think, why many of us do this work.
James Halpern is a psychology professor at SUNY New Paltz and the director of the Institute of Disaster Mental Health. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.